You are locked into Miss Brulee. Today, I want to talk about things I wish I had done differently when I started working at my current job. Hopefully, this episode helps someone out there avoid the mistakes that I made. So here we go. Number one, I suggest that you assess your surroundings. Pay attention and find out the people who you need to get close to and the people that you need to keep away from. Also, find out your possibilities for growth. Use this information to help you maneuver your way around the organization. Number two, be careful of how eager you are to help or take on new duties. This bit me in the ass last year, so be very mindful of this. Sometimes we're too eager to do things and our employers don't match that with the eagerness to pay you for taking on more work. While they may be appreciative in you doing more, that appreciation does not always come in the form of compensation. As I said, be careful. Number three, keep up with your industry. Let me say this again. I don't care how much you love your job. Keep up with your industry. I'm an application developer, but I rarely build applications for my employer. Therefore, my trade is years ahead of me. Furthermore, what I currently do for my employer doesn't really translate to anything globally. I work all day in their proprietary software, which I am a guru in, but I highly doubt that any other organization would care that I know this software inside out. So essentially, I bit myself in the ass because I am not too sure what kind of jobs to apply for because I'm an application developer and I have 2 degrees in that field, yet I have not developed anything in years. Number four, take your days off. Make sure you take vacation and your sick days. I used to go years without taking any vacation, and I suffered a horrible burnout a few years ago. Also, don't be like me. Don't come to work when you're sick. I used to come to work with my nose running and a scarf around my neck. There was even one time where I came to work while I had a horrible ear infection, and my coworkers had to speak to me in my right ear because I was completely deaf in the left. Do not become a workaholic like me. Take your time off. Number five, cut your losses early. Do not spend your life in a job that isn't taking you where you want to go. If you find that it isn't working, start your exit plan. Head in the direction that you want your career to go in. I'll probably have a part two to this segment at a later date because there's so much more I can share. But for now, this is me signing out, and thanks for tuning in.